This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Airstrikes continued early Thursday in Gaza as the Israeli-Hamas battle entered its sixth day. The United States announcing Wednesday that it is working with Egypt and Israel to open up safe corridors to get civilians out of Gaza. The war has claimed more than 2,300 lives on both sides. Some 22 Americans have been killed since Hamas attacked Israel, while 17 U.S. citizens remain unaccounted for. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman has more from Washington.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the number of Americans who have died in Israel since the Hamas attacks could rise. Speaking to reporters on Wednesday, Kirby also said it is unclear how many Americans are among the estimated 150 people taken from Israel and being held in the Gaza Strip by the militant group. Discussions with the Israelis and other allies and partners in the region are underway about recovering those hostages, according to Kirby. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Israel formed an emergency unity government on Wednesday to battle against Hamas as it rages on. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
There were more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza on Wednesday. Israeli tanks and armored vehicles have assembled in large numbers just north of Gaza ahead of a potential ground assault against Hamas. With Israel on a war footing, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing coalition and opposition leaders have agreed to form an emergency unity government. That's according to a joint statement from the opposition leader Benny Gantz's party.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. As the conflict between Israel and Hamas rages on into its sixth day, Thursday, many Jews around the world face a familiar threat, a surge in anti-Semitism. From New York to London, Jewish communities are grappling with hate and bigotry that often flare up whenever the Middle East erupts. Anti-Jewish threats on Telegram, a platform popular with Islamic State militants and white supremacists, surged by an alarming 488% in the first 18 hours of October 7th, according to the Anti-Defamation League, the oldest Jewish civil rights group in the United States. The United Auto Workers Union is expanding its strike to include a Ford truck plant in the U.S. state of Kentucky, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The United Auto Workers Union has significantly escalated its walkout against three Detroit automakers by going on strike against a major Ford truck plant in Louisville, Kentucky. In a surprise move, the 8,700 members walked out at about 6:30 p.m. The plant makes the profitable, heavy-duty F-Series pickup trucks and large SUVs. Ford called the strike expansion grossly irresponsible, but said it wasn't surprising. The UAW began striking against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis on September 15th. About 25,000 workers out of 146,000 have walked off their jobs at the three automakers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Federal Trade Commission is proposing a ban on junk fees. We get more on that story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
President Biden has made the removal of junk fees a priority of his administration. They show up on ticket bills, hotel bills, and utility bills.
It's about simple fairness. You know, folks are being tired of being taken advantage of and being played for suckers.
The proposed rule would prohibit corporations from running up bills with hidden bogus fees and require honest pricing. The president says junk fees may not matter much to the wealthy.
These junk fees can add up hundreds of dollars, weighing down family budgets, making it harder to pay family bills.
Businesses are skeptical the end of junk fees will result in savings. The Chamber of Commerce issued a statement earlier this year saying the Washington knows best approach would lead to fewer choices for consumers and make the economy less competitive. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In other news, a passenger train derailed in eastern India late Wednesday, killing four passengers, injuring dozens more, according to a government official speaking on Thursday. The cause of the derailment is being investigated. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.